no strings attached. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's the White House message to Congress as the U.S. hits its borrowing limit.
Congress must address the debt limit without conditions. Our posture on this hasn't changed. There will be no negotiations over the debt ceiling.
Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton rejecting a push by House Republicans for spending cuts. She spoke to reporters en route to California, where the president is now getting a firsthand update on the widespread damage from a series of storms that killed at least 20 people. The U.S. Supreme Court says it still doesn't know who leaked a draft opinion on abortion last year.
Investigators tasked by the Chief Justice to find the source of a leaked opinion 8 months ago of the Dobbs decision has to date been unable to identify a person responsible, according to a new statement from the Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts ordered a probe, calling the leaked opinion to the publication Politico an egregious breach of trust.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. An investigation has found it's unlikely the court's IT systems were hacked. Actor Alec Baldwin charged with involuntary manslaughter, facing up to 5 years in prison if convicted, for the shooting that killed a cinematographer and wounded the director on the set of his movie Rust.
We believe Baldwin, as a producer, knows everything that goes on the set. And so, there was a lot of problems.
New Mexico Special Prosecutor Andrea Reeb tells Fox News safety concerns were raised and not addressed.
This was a loose and reckless scene where safety was compromised just to save money.
Baldwin has said he never pulled the trigger when the gun went off, and his attorney says he had no reason to think there were live bullets on the set. Attorneys for the movie's armorer, who's also charged, have previously suggested sabotage. More of the interview with prosecutors coming up on The 5 on Fox News Channel. The Dow down 147 points at the closing bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Quick correction, the Dow down 252 at the bell, the S&P and the NASDAQ also lower. The fight over Indiana's abortion ban goes before the state Supreme Court.
The Indiana Attorney General's Office and the ACLU, which represents Planned Parenthood, argue before the state's high court over whether or not Indiana's new abortion law violates privacy protections under the state constitution. Its abortion ban followed the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade that was later blocked by a county judge. It eliminates licenses for all abortion clinics, with exceptions allowing abortions at hospitals in cases of rape and incest and to protect the life of the mother. No word on when a decision will come down in this case.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Russia is claiming it's opened a criminal case against a U.S. citizen suspected of spying. The State Department says it's not able to confirm those claims at this point. Russian officials have not named the suspect or said whether that person has been arrested. A British actor familiar on both sides of the Atlantic, Julian Sands, has gone missing while hiking in California's San Gabriel Mountains.
The actor who starred in Boxing Helena and A Room with a View was reported missing last Friday in the Baldy Bowl area around 7:30 at night. This was during the atmospheric storms that had caused flooding and mudslides in the area. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department confirmed to Fox News Digital that ground crews conducting a search for Sands were called off due to avalanche risk and the weather conditions in the area. However, they eventually continued efforts. Sands' car has been found in the Mount Baldy area and was towed away Wednesday. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Job cuts are coming at Wayfair. The Wall Street Journal reporting the online home furnishings retailer is preparing to lay off more than 1,000 workers. Again, the Dow drops more than 200 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.